Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're sharing a pre-recorded guided adventure from 2022. We unfortunately were not able to save our original live where we walked our TikTok audience through honing their channeling. So we decided to contact the small group that joined us from our private Zoom class from 2022, and they said yes! This episode is specifically for following along and tuning into your personal channeling, as we all do it very differently. Thank you again to Paula, Tawny, Callie, and Dez for letting us share this guided adventure on our podcast. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hi, guys. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay, so I want to touch on a couple of things in this class. So this is all about honing your channeling abilities and how you yourself use them. And we're going to touch on like how you know how you channel the most. And I want to make it clear that everybody has all of the clairs, no matter who you are. Every single person on the street in this class has all the clairs. It just depends what you want to utilize the most. Like, I like to utilize seeing. Kat likes to utilize feeling. I also like to utilize smell. Kat likes to utilize knowing.
So the reason that Kate likes to utilize seeing the most instead of, like, feeling is it's fucking painful. The reason I like to experience feeling instead of seeing is it's fucking painful to see. So like when I energetically went to look for my eyes everywhere, I realized I had them, but I was like covering them up because it hurt to use them.
So it's not, it is a conscious choice, but it's like useful versus just not worth it. So if you're already very into feeling, very into seeing, you've been doing it for however long, why would you change it just because
someone said it was better to do it another way?
Like, I can't tell you how many times somebody's been like, my guides are not talking to me. And so I go and look at their guides and they don't talk. But someone on the internet said that guides talk. And if you're not hearing them, you're a terrible person. You know what I mean? So I want to touch on which ones that y'all have chosen, and I'm going to give y'all like a test for this. Okay. And things like how to utilize your team better, on how exactly you channel and the messages they give. And there's other things too.
There's lots.
Like, there's so many things. So I guess we'll just like touch on it as we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there anything you want to add to like what we're going to go over today? I feel like it needs to be like a synopsis and then we get through it.
I will do what you want me to do. Last night, I think one of the things that you started on was like figuring out how to help someone figure out which they are more by describing something.
Okay. Oh, and that was the thing too. And then yes or no. I think that however you channel yes and no, that's something I also want to touch on in this class, is because you can literally, anything you can ask can be a yes or no question. You can change it to yes or no. And that's like a huge starting point on honing your channeling. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask y'all to describe something.
Oh, I used to call channeling a game of charades before I had like a name for it, like yes or no kind of stuff. Like, I remember someone saying that I had, like, mediumship abilities, and I was like, I can't talk to anybody, I can't hear anybody, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with that, I can't see them, I can't whatever. So I was like, okay, show me on my body how you died. And then I was like, cool, I'm feeling pains in my heart. Was it a heart attack? And then I'd feel like yes or no. And I would go, okay, were you asleep when it happened? Were you in bed? You were in bed, but you weren't sleeping. What were you doing? That's not yes or no. I had to figure it out.
So, like, actually, that's a really good example. So, like, what I mean by anything can be yes or no, it can, like, if you haven't learned yet to hone it to where you get answers, it can be like, did you die of a heart attack? Yes or no? Did you, whenever you were having this heart attack, were you in bed? Yes or no? You know what I mean? Like, context clues. Anyway, so it's like, I wanted to make that clear just in case. Okay, so I want to give y'all something to describe, and y'all are going to describe it in the chat in case y'all are like, I guess, like, don't want to misconstrue what y'all are saying. That way you know exactly how you're channeling and not how somebody else said and you, like, corrected yourself. Okay, so describe a water bottle to me. And I'm not going to give you any context on that because I don't want y'all to change your answer. Like, you could define it either way. Like,
how would you describe it to somebody?
Yeah, there you go. I like everybody's faces. I'm sorry. When they're, like, trying to figure out, like, yeah, how would I describe a water bottle? Yes, this.
That's all the answers. One, frankly.
Okay.
Okay, so we got, we're going to go here. We're going to go to Tawny said plastic. That's knowing, yeah.
I wanted to like kind of, all right. So whenever we're looking at these, how we know based on what you're saying is like, I'll tell you how me as a seer would describe a water bottle, cylindrical and hollow. Very like, that is cylindrical and hollow. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? So I'm not describing like cold metal, because I don't give a fuck about it. I'm seeing it. I'm not feeling it. Does that make sense? Very, like, away from the picture. Very, like, that. How would you describe it as a feeler? I just want to...
How would I describe yours or what in general?
A water bottle.
I would describe it like this. It depends on which one I'm using that day. Sometimes they might be green. Sometimes they might be blue. If I'm getting one from the gas station, like if you're going to pick me up one, the ones that I like, I'm okay with Zephyr Hills now, but I used to not like Zephyr Hills, but it used to taste like saliva to me, but now it's fine. But the water bottle itself, I guess that would be clear and then liquid in it, duh, because water, and then it would have like clear liquid in it. And mostly you're finding them cold, but some people prefer them room temperature.
I wanted to say ours first to like give y'all a context of how we come up with, it's not even like coming up with, it's like whenever you say plastic. So plastic is like, you're not looking at the thing. You're either feeling it or you know that it's plastic. Does that make sense? Because channeling is, I don't know the Claire names. So it's like seeing, feeling, hearing, knowing, smelling, auditory channeling, tasting. Where you talk, yeah, tasting, and the like. So if you're saying water bottle, wow, it's plastic.
You can taste plastic. That's why I got tasting. Like when you drink out of a water bottle, you taste it coming out of a plastic bottle. I think you taste is one of your channelings. Huh. Interesting. Okay. So how would you utilize that? I want to go into that real quick. So if you're a taster, like if a word tastes bad in your mouth, like, if Kate was to say to me, my water bottle, like about hers, my water bottle is blue. And I would like repeat it kind of to myself. And I'd be like, that tastes funny. That's not true. That tastes like a lie. That I don't know what to tell you. That tastes like shit. I don't like it.
I make the same face too. Yeah, I totally make the same face. It's just like, yeah, no.
About that, no.
So what Kat's saying is like, if it's like that with a water bottle, it's gonna be like that with anything. So let's say, I don't know if you have kids, but if your kid was like, "Mom, the school bully slapped me at school," And then so you're listening to them say the words, and you're like, slapped. Slapped tastes very metallic-y.
Are you sure it was slapped? What really happened?
So that's how you can utilize it, like, even farther with literally anything.
As a feeler, that happens to me, too. Like, someone says something, and I automatically go, that doesn't feel right. I don't like that. No. And Kate literally does this. She squints because it doesn't look right to her. She's like, that's not true.
Okay. So you with, again, with anything.
Oh, I guess knowing would do like the puppy dog look where it's like.
So like sometimes, because I like to smell more than anything, like I can smell people's poor attitudes. I can smell the lie. I can smell just weird things like that. So like how I would utilize that is like if somebody's talking, I'd be like, wow, they smell like a liar. Just like
that makes sense. Dang it.
Okay.
Looking at the chat, so we can't see any of you guys at the moment.
Okay, so Paula says plastic, tall, clear, flimsy.
Okay, so flimsy, that sticks out to me a lot because that indicates that it's not quality to you. Like, it doesn't withstand. It doesn't hold up. So what would that be? It's like
knowing, feeling.
That's an auditory thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
The vocabulary that you use is going to help you channel the things. Someone asked me today, how do I get out of my own way? And I go, why don't you try merging with the version of you that's in your own way? Like, the things that you say, the words that you choose, will indicate, just like how you're watching someone's TikTok or YouTube or whatever the fuck it is, and they say a certain word and you're like, oh, I thought they were more in touch with this subject. They're clearly not. They use a word that's just like real gross and you're like, that sounds like they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Cool.
So does that make sense? Like, and I want to make it clear that it's literally with everything. It's everything that you say, the actions that you make. I'll go into more of that whenever we do the yes, no's. I don't want to like get too ahead of it. Okay. Callie says large translucent plastic tube with a screw on lid.
That is feeler like nobody's business.
An auditory channeler.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because it was like telling the action of how that water bottle will use. Yeah.
Thanks for
the hue. Yes, similar.
Okay, so do you see how that is like a feeler? You're saying, like Kat said, you're saying the action, and then also the auditory channeling. You're painting a picture with the words, and then as you paint the picture, you're feeling it. Like,
that reminds me of, you know that thing where it's like, do you see that makes sense? I definitely have a feeling as most prominent sense. And you're also like, you naturally teach things, but you don't have to be a feeler to naturally teach. But the way you were doing it was to like paint a description of how to utilize it. But it reminds me of that phrase that's like, do you see the glass half empty or half full? And I always hated that question because half full is supposed to be optimist and half empty is supposed to be pessimist. But my answer is it depends on what I'm drinking and how thirsty I am. And like, if I'm drinking a Heineken, I think that beer is gross. So I'm going to think it's half full because I still have half of it left. If I'm drinking a Red Stripe, which I really like, then that's half empty because I want more. So that pessimist optimist thing never fucking made sense to me.
All right. So, did we say how the utilization?
You yes. Go back to chat.
Okay. So, Dez says, crinkly, only rarely taste someone's... answering. So, crinkly? So, that's like
auditory,
hearing.
Yeah.
That's
and texture. And texture.
So, feeler, but more
that's
hear.
That's why you were trying so hard, because you were like, I cannot hear them. I'm supposed to hear them. I cannot hear them because you naturally have that hearing thing. So when that was missing, that's why you were, because I naturally assumed that it was had a lot to do with what mine was, which is like, I look for my eyes. I know I can see and I can't fucking see.
And that's also why we looked at it further and we saw that you have ears all over, like ears all over the dimensions. And sometimes it's too loud because you'll hear everything at once. The crinkling thing, that makes sense to me. It means a lot for me.
It makes me go, you have to be, or if people aren't careful with their tone, or you would have to change. Yeah, there's a lot of fine tuning that you can do with all your auditory channeling of like it just makes me go, wow, what if you're like autistic and you don't know somebody has can hear tones and you can't hear your own tone? But I bet you have a room for all of your ears. This doesn't have anything to do with the class. It just made me go into a portal of you probably have an ear room.
I think it does have to do with the class.
Okay. All right.
Because people are taking their own stuff and looking at it.
Okay. So just saying, you probably have like a room for all of that. It probably has to do with your sensory knob room. So, okay.
But I know that Kate doesn't like to feel because her 24th dimensional form has mouths all over it. I don't like to see because my 24th dimensional form has eyes all over it. And I don't know if it has to do with that dimensional form, but it's like that, like I think Dez's has ears all over it. So even though they hear, it hurts. Because I will still talk like C. I'll talk like a seer sometimes. I'll be like, I see a blah, blah, blah. And Kate will go, I feel a blah, blah, blah. But she's looking at it and I'm touching it. So
it's like mocking. I guess it's like a mocking of what it would seem to feel or look like. So I guess what we should say is like, it seems to look like this, but it's not.
That doesn't feel like
exactly. It. So, okay. So now I want to go into what your yes or no would feel, sound, look, taste like. So I'm going to go through all of the ways you can ask. The answer is yes and the answer no. So you're going to say, or should we do the team revamp feeling first?
Yeah, do the team revamp
okay.
feeling first.
But first, I want to make it to where your team is utilized completely to you and how you work. And everybody is on board. Every single one of your team members, all your hundreds of thousands are utilized to exactly what you need in this physical form right now.
So the healing that Kate is going to walk you through is just a phrase as we do, as we normally do. But I want you to understand kind of like an extent of what all is in this. This is years worth of her tuning in, talking to guides, helping people connect with guides, helping them clear their channels, the stuff that she's figured out with them having their own dwelling, them having a communication logbook, a different way of speaking, a different way of showing, a different way of all of the things that she has gained and helped clear out for tons of people. She's put into a phrase because that's what she do.
That's what's needed right now. All right. So spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate Kate's team revamp healing conducive to what is needed to me.
It reminds me of when you're creating a me on the weed.
Yeah.
And they all go, like you blow the whistle and they all get lined.
That's like Dez. That's exactly what Dez does with her spirit guides. Yeah, she blows a whistle and they're like, that's funny. Oh, speed it up. Just say speed this up. One of y'all's has a lot of styrofoam in it, and I'm not sure if that's to deafen you. That's interesting.
It doesn't belong.
Yeah, they're getting rid of it. It seems like to hinder whoever this is.
It's like moving fucking penis like bricks.
So I think one of y'all is going to become more of a hearer because of this. So just putting that out there. Okay. So now.
Also, that I don't want anybody to think that they necessarily had someone attack them and do this to them. Sometimes it's just a version of you or a life that you had that was the way that worked better for you in that life. Like if you worked in a place where you took a vow of silence, like as a nun or a monk or, you know, whatever the fuck,
you might have tuned your spiritual senses to a different dial. And so sometimes as you're like lining it up and revamping it for you, it's going to click it more into how you yourself operate. Like, I don't think 19s, 20s me had hip hop songs come through as spirit messages, you know? She might have, because I'm batshit crazy. Like, but you know, now that's what comes through because that's what makes sense to me.
Sometimes I have songs come through to me that don't exist. Yeah. That's fucking nuts.
One time I worked with someone and all she had was songs that didn't exist. And I asked her to tell her DJ guide to update his music selection. And he got real offended because he was a famous DJ somewhere. And that was like, that's all well and good, but I don't know what the fuck you're, I don't know what these messages are. And then as soon as that happened, we started getting songs that like, that she knew. And so I don't know, that was interesting.
Okay, so we're going to run through how you yourself get the answers, yes or no. So we're going to run through it like with how a seer, how a feeler, how a knower, et cetera, would get the
I
yes
wanna
or no.
I want to change this a little bit.
Okay.
Because last night when we were getting just yes and no, we need to have them ask a question that they already know the yes or no to, which you did halfway through.
Okay.
Because just asking yes or no.
Oh, there were so many. Okay, so
the teams are so specific.
Right. So I want to point that out too. These healings that you are doing, the healing that you did specifically with the guides being conducive to you, you're going to get different types of yeses and nos. So like if I were to ask like, my guides are super specific because the words that come out of my mouth don't necessarily mean what I'm trying to say. My guides know that. So if I were to say something like, am I going to like this water? To my guides, they're going to be like, you know, I'm going to get different sensations because what if it's too salty? I can taste the salt in Dasani water. I don't fucking like it.
That's why I work well as part of your.
Ah, there we go. The cat is like explains the things. That's why she works really well as part of my team.
And that's why you work really well on my team, because I get too lost in the details and you go, it's this one.
It's this.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That's what I wanted.
So I guess last night it's better to like utilize it to a specific question. That way you can get the gist of how your team answers yes and how they answer no. Does that make sense? Because sometimes it's a lot more specific than just, yes, Kate, you will like this water. It's like, I don't know. This is Dasani water, Kate. You'll tolerate it. You'll tolerate it. But I mean, it's a salty bitch. I don't. So we'll go through it as like.
I wanted to point that out, too, with the people that you have close to you, like your friends or family members or kids or animals or whatever. The way that they understand you and you understand them, that's how you want to talk to your team. Because the people that you love and care about are going to be on your team. And the people that you, like the people that they love and care about like you, you're going to be on their team. So if you're trying to help someone connect to their spirit guides or their spirit team, and you're trying to connect to yours, you're going to want to talk to them in a way like you would talk to your pet or your kids or your friends, because that's who they are.
I need to point that out. That's who they are. So I forgot about that. Your team and your inner voice and your inner monologue are never going to say anything to make you feel any type of way. If they're saying things like, wow, Paula, why the fuck would you pick that up like that? Or, wow, Tani, that sounds stupid when you say it. That's not your team. That is a family member that you need to kick out. And spirit guides or someone like an ex or something like that.
That you let in.
It's not necessarily like attack, but it's like, oh, I love them. Or I love them. Why wouldn't they be on my team? Or like, what are you going to say?
Like how many people that Kate used to read, well, when she first started doing spirit guide stuff, because she's not from the spiritual side of the community or whatever. She just like, she can do the thing. So she does the things. She'd be like, why the fuck do people keep asking me where their angels or their twin flames are? And I'm like, because that's the community. And she's like, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know how to answer because I'm looking and what the fuck are they talking about?
I see them as what they are. Does that make sense? Like whenever you say angels, it's like, okay, I mean, I guess I could show you your angels, but it's not they're not going to do anything for you at this point in time.
That's not who you're connected to at the moment.
That's not who you need to connect to. And so, like, it's really frustrating when people ask me, like, oh, I need you to connect with my angels. And it's like, that's awesome. Or my ancestors. And it's like, that's awesome. I will give you that reading. That's cool. But it's not going to be very impactful, but I guess that's what you want. You know what I mean? So if there is a voice right now, Kat had one call her Catherine, and then she would sit there and talk.
Only when I was like downing myself. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Catherine?
Or if they call you, if you prefer to be called a nickname and they call you by your full ass name. And it's like, my team would not do that, first of all. So if that's happening to y'all and y'all want, if y'all are tired of being humbled in that way, it's not humbling, it's gross, it's down, it's degrading. So what I did and what Kat has done is I just kicked them off my team. I don't give a fuck if they're my family. I don't give a fuck if they're my ex-boyfriend. I don't give a fuck who they are. You're not conducive to my team. So if y'all want, or to my growth. What's up, Death?
So the healing's still going for me and my ears are getting staticky. The revamp?
Did you speed it up?
Yeah, and it's still slow.
Did you speed it up times a million trillion fucking years?
Or however long necessary?
Try that.
Okay.
No, try it right now.
Spirit, please speed this up by however much long is necessary. Okay.
Oh, do you have bunny ears? Antenna? To tune you to different channels?
Okay.
Yeah, like Kat said, tune it to the correct frequency that you need.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, so it's going to be, you can say spirit if it's in, or actually.
To kick the people off your team that doesn't belong.
To kick the people off of your team, I would say something like, bring the deprecating team members.
Yeah.
Bring the deprecating team members to me that do not belong. If you want to say something like this. And you could say, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my house.
Casey Ray just woke up from a nap, so she's not like in pain or hurt or anything. Just letting you know. She just like woke up and was like, where the fuck is everybody? Thought I'd let you know.
Okay. So y'all can speed that up or do it however y'all like. All right, so now we're going to go through the yeses and nos. So how we get this is like ask your team, hey, team, or ask spirit, hey, spirit. It doesn't matter whoever you want to address in this yes or no channeling thing. Hey, team, is my name your name? So, hey, team, is my name Kate? How do they answer you? And I want y'all to put it in the chat so I can, like, help or do whatever.
Paula, I feel like your team kind of answers you like a, well, of course your name is Paula, silly. Like a thought of, like, what a ridiculous question to ask. But not in a mean way. Does that make sense?
Like, very straight.
No, it still doesn't. Okay, so I think that something that happens is we all try to do stuff outside of ourselves in like a quote unquote magical way instead of how we naturally are. We're naturally spiritual beings. We're naturally doing the things. So if you go, is my name Paula? And then you sit there and you're like, well, I'm not getting anything. Well, this is silly. Like what, you know, like, well, I'm not feeling anything. I'm not getting anything. It's like, of course your name is Paula. What do you think of? You know what I mean? It's like an inner knowing of like, what a silly question to ask. And that's still the way you channel. You feel tingling in your hands. Is it your left hand or your right hand or both? Both? Okay. And then I didn't look in the chat. There's two more chats. Front part of me feels heavy, like I'm leaning forward, which is normally my yes indicator, but my forehead felt stuffy. Why do you think your forehead felt stuffy with that?
I'm not sure. I've never really had that happen before. Normally it's just the feeling of that weight. Yeah.
Show me why Tani's forehead felt fuzzy. Can you put your electromagnetic frequencies back to balanced, divine working order?
I'm starting to feel it again, but it's not all up here. It's kind of everywhere. Oh, yeah. Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you might have been the one with the phone, with the hearing. Because I think that's someone trying to talk to you. Because when you asked to put an electromagnetic frequency, it like cleared something here and then it was feeling it right here, which would be the ears. So try asking again, see what happens.
My ears feel tingly.
Weird. It's really weird.
Yeah. Like the stuffiness is gone. It's just, it just feels like someone's like, yeah, exactly.
With my hearing stuff, I know that like if I kick someone out, right? If I have like an idea and I'm like, let me see. Like sometimes I'll block someone from my my phone or my TikTok just to see what the reaction is and just to see like, are they okay with my boundaries without me making a big deal about it? Or are they gonna throw an absolute shit fest? And sometimes when I do that and they blow my phone up, I'm like, cool, they don't respect my boundaries at all. Or if they respond with like, hey, I'm not sure what's going on, take the time that you need, I'm here if you wanna heal it, or respect, you know what I mean? I get a feel for it. So energetically, the same thing. If I like unbraid my soul's DNA from a certain person instead of just anybody who doesn't belong, and then I hear like my left ear burns and it feels like pinching staticky, I'm like, well, that person is energetically pissed, so I made the right choice. Because they like energetically it'll burn, it's like they're yelling in my ear, they're mad. So I just kind of like feel that out and go, okay, well, I guess that was the right choice.
That makes sense. Okay,
you didn't talk about the conscious subconscious forward either.
Oh, okay. So the whole point of I think spirituality is bringing your subconscious to your conscious. Because it's like, why would you do it for anything else other than to know exactly how you operate, to get the answers you need, to get everything that you need to heal in your own way? How else are you going to do that if you don't, if you're not like, hey, whenever I see the word book, I get this weird taste of cardboard in my mouth. Why do I do that? Does that make sense? Like, whenever I hear the word no, I look to the right and see fire. Why do I do that? Does that make sense?
Or in my language, I would say, Nancy Drew that motherfucker. Look who, where, why.
Okay. Say, look for the things, of
who,
course.
Who, where, why, how, the fuck. What does that mean?
Okay. So, and it's all about like finding your own path, because somebody else's path is not necessarily not right, but it's not your path.
If I got the messages that Kate got, I would have to be asking Kate what the fuck it meant, because I would not know. If she got the messages, okay, for an example, for songs, because we're going to go into music too. Sometimes she's like, and this just came up, and we've been doing this for like 2 years now, where we'll send each other lyrics to songs, right? We're like, okay, here's the lyrics, check this shit out. As if like, yeah, once you see this, it's totally gonna click. So I was looking at this song that Kate sent me and I was like, these are seer words? I don't fucking know what this is supposed to mean. And to her, it was clear as day. It was like,
what do you mean? It was like talking about Red Thunder.
Yeah, I don't. Red Thunder, Blue Ship. And I was like, the fuck? And then I'll send, and then that brought up the thing where she's like, oh, well, when you send me lyrics, I just kind of go, cool, it'll make, I mean, if it makes sense to Kat, I guess. Cause to me, it's like, really descriptive and da 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 da. Or I'll show her my daily healing prompts and I'll show her a picture and I'm like, is this conveying the things? And she's like, astronaut with wings, sounds great. I don't know. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get the fact that like angels and the Anunnaki and all of that are the same thing. And then there's a spaceship going into the moon. And then like this, the things and she's like, I mean, feelers are going
to
get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I have to switch my seers to feelers, but like as a seer, like see their feelers, if that makes sense. So that's how I get perspectives on different things.
Look through eyes. We'll have to look through a video and go, I'll be like, Kate, is this offending anybody? Like, did I say this right? Or like, it's not getting comments, which normally we don't really pay attention to, but if it's up and it's getting a bunch of things and it's not getting certain things that I thought it was going to get, I'm like, is this, am I offending somebody? What is this? And she's like, hold on, let me watch it through my eyes. Okay, let me watch it through your eyes. Okay, let me watch it through the viewer's eyes. And then she's like, okay, 75% of it got this, 25% of it got this. And it's like, okay, all right.
So it's all about who is seeing the things through what eyes.
What lens.
What lens.
Trauma lenses
too. So also another reason is why you want to work on these things through your own perspective is because if you, let's say you're doing a divination one day and you have trauma about this specific subject, let's say you have friend trauma. I can't tell you how many times somebody's texted me and been like, Kate, are you mad at me? I did a divination with these dowsing rods, and they said that you were mad at me. True story. And I was like, no, I'm really straightforward. Like, if I don't like you and you try to talk to me, I'll be like, I don't like you. Like, why are you talking to me? But they wouldn't know that. They had friendship trauma that had never been healed.
Or like if they come from a family that gaslights the fuck out of them. So they have like, Kate has high alert for lies, truth, lie. Truth, lie. And then she's with a group of people that like to be polite, and polite doesn't necessarily register as a lie. And she's like, why the fuck are you lying to me? And it's like, well, you just asked if the food that you knew was bad, if it was bad. So their choice is either say it was all right or say it was shit. And she's like, I'd rather be honest. And it's like, they grew up with trauma. They're going to be polite. And she's like, I don't want that. And it's like, okay, then we need to work on healing that. This was like last year or whatever. It was like a real scenario. But
so it's all about how you perceive the things, which is why we're trying to have a class about honing your own channeling abilities and how you perceive the things.
And the trauma linking into divination, one of the things I brought up last night is there are healers or readers or stuff that every single client they have, they tell them you had sexual trauma when you were younger. And the client will be like, I don't think that that's true. I don't feel that that's true. I don't think. And they're like, yes, it's right here. It's right here. It's because they haven't healed their own trauma. So they're seeing through their own lens. Or like there are other people who will do spirit guide readings or ancestor readings, and they will see, they have the lens to see them as family members or only in the 3D. Or only as angels, or only as, well, Kate doesn't have that lens. Kate looks at them as, it doesn't mean that they're wrong either. Those are the ancestors. Those are the angels. But that's not necessarily who is working with you right now and what dimension form they're in when they're working with you. Kate kind of takes the lenses off and goes, show me your things. How do you do them? What do you do for your person at this time? But trauma lenses are a motherfucker.
And anybody and everybody can have them.
Yep.
But what this is going to do, the more you hone these abilities, the more you can step back and be like, hey, I'm going to ask you this question, or I asked this question and I got this answer. I know I have trauma about this. Is this my own trauma, or is this what's actually going on? And you can step back and see or know or feel that you have trauma about this. So it might not be the right answer.
That alone is huge. That alone, just the discernment to go, I personally have trauma on this, so I don't know if this is the right answer or not. I literally don't know if I'm channeling this or feeling someone else's shit, or if this is my past shit that I thought I healed that I haven't yet. Can you please look at this for me?
So, hope that makes sense. And it's like I guess a clarifier. So now I want to go into like the answer no, and how you yourself get the answer no with your team, with spirit, with everything, with your higher self, everything. So you're going to say, hey, team, or hey, spirit, or just, hey, did I eat a really moldy cupcake this morning.
You chased it.
Sweet.
Okay. She's like, oh, I guess. She's like, I don't even want to fucking ask this. Or something you know that the answer would be no to.
She's like, that's the problem. The answer's yes, and I am chasing it. No, I'm just kidding.
It was really good. It was a cupcake. What was I supposed to do? It ate around the bowl. Fuck.
I didn't know it had mold in it, and then I bit into it.
I thought it was green frosting. It's Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And then it was, like, confetti.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, real quick with the mold thing, Ben will not eat blue cheese. My boyfriend, he's like, oh, it's that's got mold. And we're like, hate to break it to you, buddy, but that's how cheese is made. Cheese is mold. So don't eat that quesadilla. It's got mold in it. And I don't know what to tell you.
You're really going to shit whenever you find out what butter is, but that's fine. Big surge of energy in my hands, but then no movement. Okay. I felt nothing but really loudly. That's really specific.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel nothing but really loudly sometimes. I either get nothing for no or a much smaller motion. Yeah. Like 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes when I do my yes or no's in my head, like, to move my head, this means yes. Like, my team will dramatically drop my head. Or sometimes it'll go like this. And I'm like, was that me moving my head?
Is that me, Jesus?
Or it'll be like, you didn't ask it right. Like, give me more details. It needs more details. I don't know this.
Okay. So I want to give y'all an example, too, of how do you know you need more details? So, you could say, hey, team, spirit, whoever, higher self, am I going to like that water?
What are you getting with that?
Everybody's like, oh, yeah, I got a pulsing of noise in the ears. Very odd. Okay.
We need more details. Yes. Callie, what do you mean? Morse code.
Pain in my head. Okay.
Why would you ask me that and not ask me and tell me the things?
So, is it a headache or do you need to have more information? So, those are the things that you need to ask. Why am I getting this head pain? Why am I getting this? I want you to talk about how you looked up. Feelings in the body. Yes.
that's what I'm
talking. Talking and Ben talk a lot.
No.
Ben, last night, we were trying to say, like, we said something about a barrette, and he goes, oh, is that a. And we were like,
we're like, what?
What are you talking about? And he's like, you know, and we're like, headband? No, that's not a barrette.
But I did say, no, it's this. And he was like, oh.
Plastic taste.
A plastic, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's your answer. Interesting. So yours doesn't have to have a lot of context, Tawny. Whereas mine has to have overly context. Yours doesn't. Okay. All right. So, a big thing about, like, cats feeling, I don't want to say it for you, but the...
Kate wants me to go into a topic, so I'm going to go into the topic now. Okay, ready? There's the transition. All right. So, for me, I have things set up in my body. And I've talked about this before, but to go into it a little bit further, I have the left side of my body set up for feminine energy, the right side of my body set up for masculine energy. Left is also past for me. Right is also future. So when I would feel, when I would feel right here as a purse strap indicating for mom, then I separated my shoulder a little bit more. So this, like if this was purse strap, then this would be aunts and cousins and grandmother, like in this general area. This area would be sisters, siblings like this. And then this would be significant other. And then back here would be my ex. So on that way, I would correlate it and go over here. So I was like, okay, well, purse strap on this side will meet dad.
and then this will mean uncles and grandfather and stuff, and then this means brothers and stuff, and then this means significant other, male, and then an ex. So when I'm working with somebody, I go inside their body. And when I go inside their body and I like merge into them and I feel a pain specifically right here, I go, what's going on with your mom? And they're like, oh, how did you know? And it's like, because your body put a ping on my mom's spot on my arm, or, you know what I mean? So like these things that you have designated in your body, if you're a feeler or even as a knower or seer or anything, you can designate this stuff for yourself. Or like for a seeing, you can designate numbers, or you, for a hearer, you can designate sounds. Also, if you're trying to troubleshoot things in your own body, even if it's actual physical ailments like sickness or pain or disease, like if you're having trouble with your left elbow, go and Google spiritual meanings of pain in my physical body. And it's like, pain in the elbows means this. And it's just like angel numbers. It'll be like three or four definitions, right? And you'll go, oh, that's the one that that's what I'm dealing with right there. And I was like, I had fucking horrible allergies. So much so that my ex-husband called me snuffleupagus. It was real bad. I was allergic to cats. I was allergic to dust, dander, everything. But I wasn't. I was allergic to bullshit. And he was an addict. And I didn't know that. I didn't understand the correlation. I thought it was seasonal allergies. It wasn't. So your body will communicate with you. Your team will communicate with you, and your channeling will communicate with you. I want you to go into the songs thing.
Mm. Okay. So a lot of the time, your team or you are going to communicate with you through songs, depending on the answer. So like we used to, if you go back and listen to like our old podcasts, like the one that we put out last week was one from 2021. There's songs in it that are TikTok songs that were popular then. They're not popular now, but they were a direct message because they were songs that we knew. Or they had a trend that went with it. It's like, here's that song, you know, that trend that goes with it right now. That's like that gives a message. Or there'll be a song that has, the example I used last night is one time I was in a session and it was specifically the Cher song, If I Could Turn Back Time. But the way that it came through was, if I could turn back now with that. And I was like, that's from Will and Grace. That aired in the early 2000s. This situation you're dealing with is from the early 2000s. What happened in the early 2000s? So it was stuff like that. Kate's really good at setting up sounds to indicate lies, truth, warnings. She'll be like, I'm getting that song and that's my whatever. What song? Like,
The Beyonce. I don't know, Ring the Alarm, and that's like, I should not be here. Like, I should not be talking to that person. It's like, sound the alarm, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how to.
Yeah. That one's not Beyonce one.
Oh.
That one's the other one that I like.
Lady Gaga? I don't know. Whoever sings that song about sound the alarm. Oh, Ring the Alarm. Oh, yeah. And I'll be damned if I got that to a law. And it's like... That one means I shouldn't be talking to somebody, but it's all about who it's for. So like, if that's not a song that you would listen to, then why are you getting that song? That's probably somebody else's. That's something else I want to go into after this, of how do you know that it's yours versus somebody else's? So,
also different songs indicate different things. Like when Kate and I are doing a session together, she'll get a song that isn't in my repertoire. It's a message that she is getting for the person that she's working with. I'll get a song that's not in Kate's repertoire, or a movie reference that Kate doesn't get, but that's for that person. And it's the way that Kate can communicate to that person and I can communicate to that person. And then we'll get a song that's like a hip hop song. And then all of a sudden Kate and I are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that's confirmation. And we're just like, oh shit, we're on the right track. Like, that's how our stuff works.
So, songs are pretty universal from what I've seen. It's some kind of beat. So everybody has some kind of beat meaning something. If I were to say, like, team, show me the song for Yes, they would give me, like, 30 to 40 different songs. Because it's like, what kind of Yes? What kind of Yes? So.
Like a celebration, yes. This is a right for you, yes.
Or like, oh my God, yes, I've been waiting for this.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I need, like, a question. Like, team, play the song for a confirmation that I should be talking to this person.
But say a person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, Paula, that friend that you're not sure if you should be friends with or not, that you've been battling, say them. Now they're starting to guess if they're trying to think what. She got excited.
Yeah.
But now you start to second guess, like, am I making that up or am I just like whatever?
One is the low. Okay. So if you take that song and you define it, like if you pick it apart,
dissect it.
How does it say diagnose? if you dissect it and you think one is the loneliest number, to me, at least, it would be like, they're just lonely. That's why they're acting that way. Or, okay, that's exactly what you got. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean one is the loneliest number. And that means that I should cut them off. It's like, no, you have to go into the song.
Of like, why am I still around them? Is that one mean that if I cut them off, I'm going to be lonely? Or does that mean that they're lonely? That's why they're acting like this? Oh, motherfucker, that hurt. Sorry. So those little moments, we're talking about your situation. We're talking about the thing. So when I hit my arm, left side, elbow, and I brought up the elbow earlier, and then this little, like, not the funny bone completely, but right here, I wanted to call it the shin of the arm, which is not what it's called. And then we were talking about them being lonely. Even that could be a confirmation. Like, little things that you do will confirm things to you. I tried with one of my friends and got nothing.
Oh my God, I don't feel like dancing by Scissor Sister. Okay. So it's like I don't feel like playing your games type thing? Like, I just want to be friends. I don't really want to dance. It's just like, I just want to be friends. Like. You know what I mean? Is it like that? Ask your team. Or ask your higher self, whatever you
are. So sometimes it'll be the lyrics. I don't know the name either. I got to look at the lyrics. Home, a place where I belong.
Yep. So I want to point out, too, that all songs are messages. Unless you're, like, mimicking, like, a TikTok song or something like that, you'll know that it's a message for you if it keeps looping, especially if it's looping on a specific lyric. Does that make sense?
And then as you heal it, as you start to do the healings or whatever, that your team will make it mute. And it's like, okay, I'm still getting that song, but it's like a lot lower. So we're in the right direction. But it's like we'll be working or something. And then Kate's like, this part is looping hardcore. So I have to address it now. And it's like, it's blaring in my ear and I need to talk about it. And then she'll say it and be like, what does this mean to you, to the person? And they'll be like, oh my God, this means blah, 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 blah.
So, I don't know. It's like, why would you want to get rid of the messages? Like, there's people that I've seen that are like, you know, those crazy songs that you just can't get out of your head. Well, here's a way to get it out of your head. And it's like, why do you think it's in your head? Why do you think it's there? Like, you don't make anything up. Especially if you do Me and Kat's healings.
To kick out things that don't belong, to put everything in the right order, all of that shit. I do get lots of music downloaded on my team that I understand it seems the best way to communicate right now.
So everything is a message. It's none of it's a mistake. It's not like a whoops, shouldn't be getting that song.
Except for if it's self-deprecating. If it's negative, if it's telling you like
that something kind of horrible.
Decided to look up the actual lyrics to stand out to me. Just please understand when I see you clap your hands. If you stick around, I'm sure that I'll be fine. That kind of goes with what you said.
Mm. So does that make sense to you? Okay. So anything that your guides or your higher self or whoever does is not going to hurt you. If it does, that needs to be addressed. You need to go to whatever that is and either heal it, kick it out, fight it, I don't know, however you work.
There's something else too about the way spirituality looks or is presented and the way that it actually is so discombobulated. Because like, if you were to walk into Kate's house, you would not be able to tell by looking at it that she's any kind of spiritual at all. Like, you might be able to like look in her books and see some stuff that's of interest, but it would look more like she's a history buff than it would be that she's that. You might be able to gather that she's an airplane mechanic enthusiast, and you might be able to, you know, gather that she's into gaming and stuff like that. But it doesn't necessarily, she doesn't have to wear it all out there loudly. If you went into my house, you wouldn't be able to tell that kind of stuff either. So what would you be able to tell about Kate by walking in her house? It's cool tones. So she likes the serenity, right? And then you'd be able to pick up on like how neat and clean it is. So she organizes her thoughts. She likes it to be organized in particular order. If you notice her dishes, you would notice like the one dish, one spoon. So she's practical. That's how she channels. If you were, it's kind of like looking at like a sun or moon sign in your chart of how you channel. Mine is very, I channel like eclectic, you know, little details, little designs. I've got a bookshelf full of random shit that would never be in Kate's house unless it was behind a glass door where she could look at it but not have to worry about dust or gatherings of things.
I would display it.
Yeah. Or like one of the things Kate asked me when she first moved here, she's like, Kat, how come whenever, because I have a water glass that I use all day long and it sits by my coffee, like my coffee pot, and that's where it sits, you can't see it, all day long. So if I have this much left in the glass or this much left in the glass, if I have walked away from it, I will toss it out in the sink and get new water. And she's like, because she drinks from her cup all day long and it's got a lid and a straw. So she drinks the same water. It could sit, it could not sit, it could whatever. Yeah, all day long. But me, I love to drink water, but if it's been sitting, I throw it out. Because, and I was like, why do I do that? It's stale energy to me. I'm a feeler. So I feel like it's collected and gathered energy. And then it's like, okay, why? What is it about the Roomba that's like so satisfying? What's satisfying about the Roomba to you?
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
Is it picks up all of the shit that I miss. That's what's sad. Like all the corners or like the cat hair or things unseen.
So mine is that too. But for me, it's like residual energy. So it literally, the Roomba does exactly what it does. And we both like it for the same reasons, but the way that we incorporate that into our channeling is completely different. It's the same meaning, but it's completely different descriptions of it. Also, I want to point out, like, if you have been yelled at for talking out loud, thinking out loud, that's trauma stopping you from a natural way that you channel. If you got told to sit still, but you are a stimmer, I notice when I do this with my hands, it means that I am serious about the topic. So like I used to draw on my skin and my stepfather would yell at me about that. Things that you were corrected as that are naturally yours has to do with the way that you channel and cleaning off that trauma, not just because it goes into your divination, like seeps in, but because it cuts off your authentic way of communicating with your team, with your energies, with your abilities. Another thing that I think sucks out there is people think that an energy body, like your energy body, like your soul, if I told you to describe what your soul looks like, the majority of us, because of what we've been told, would say, oh, it's like a light, like a human-shaped light, and it's inside of our body. And then like there's this auric field and it changes colors.
I asked Kate to draw the form of me that heals. It's a fucking alien-looking motherfucker wearing khaki pants and has tentacles everywhere that have, like, cow tongue or cat tongues on them. That is what my energy soul body looks like. And understanding that made me understand why I would get aggravated when people would chew food. There's a tentacle there that needs to be cleaned off. It would make me understand that my kids, I would be like, Kate, why the fuck does it hurt so badly when Casey Ray goes to her room? And, like, at night, she goes for, you know, before bedtime to, like, mellow out and be with her toys so I can have just a little bit of time. And I'm like, why does that hurt? It doesn't anymore. But it was like, whatever the reason was, people were grabbing my tentacle and, like, holding onto it like a security blanket. But there's no fucking way I would have known that based off of what spirituality says out there. Or, like, these thought tornadoes that Kate has, right? And she was like, I'll just collect them forever. Fucking, like, I'll bring up something from 2 years ago. Fucking, I don't know. It's there, so it must, but it's like, let's look at why they're there. Like, what is the purpose of them? Collapse the ones that don't belong. Oh, wow, that actually feels really good. Oh, okay, cool. Understanding how you work as an individual, or your, like, quirks, or your tics, or your, you know, whatever.
All the things. That's really what spirituality is about. It's just bringing your subconscious to your conscious. Literally, all the things.
And understanding that you're not broken.
You do things a certain way because of 10 million zillion other factors. That's why you do them, not to annoy people or whatever the fuck they can come up with that they think you're doing it for. It's what they think, not you. So it's wrong every time.
Plus, the more authentic you are, when you start acting like somebody else, if I say something, like, we joke all the time, we're like, oh my God, that was very Ben. Like, what was that? And then it's like, okay, what part of Ben is talking, or does Ben need something looked at? Like, you can help your friends and yourself and your family more if you're in tune with, like, that's so silly. That's not how I would say that. That sounded just like my mom. Oh, my mom passed away last year. You know, that's why I'm talking like her. She's trying to communicate with me. It's not going to look like her perfume or her handwriting. Sometimes it's going to be you going, you know, Callie, don't leave that broccoli in the fridge. Do you know what I mean? It's going to go bad. You know you shouldn't get it. It's like, oh, hey, mom, how's it going? You know what I mean?
Okay, so what's another song one? It's like, all right, spirit or team, please play the song that I would hear if I am in danger.
High voltage. Wouldn't touch. That's also a thing. Whatever the music makes us feel like when we sing it, even if it's a really sad song, like the Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, that should be a really, like, dangerous song. And for us, we're like, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, Let the Bodies. And we're like, oh, that's a positive song. So that's not what that meaning is.
So y'all can either say it and we can dissect it, or
I probably should have muted. I started singing.
Thunder. I was killed. And I just love his voice.
It might not even be a song. It could be a sound. Or it could be a taste.
Mm.
Like grinding gears to a stop. Or, no, don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Or stop, don't touch me there.
I
don't fucking know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, and how that's, apparently, it sounds like a sad song, but I did not find it saddening.
No, I thought it was beautiful. It might even be like, my name is no, my song is, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. There was someone last night specifically who was trying to, like, getting really frustrated because they don't feel like they could understand the way that they channel. And they were talking about their business. And as they were talking, they literally went like this. And I said, you are actually not looking at anything, which means you're looking at them. And your hand gesture is like, no. So how you even move, how you talk, indicates exactly how you channel.
Okay. So something else I want to bring up too, is that if you're getting like invasive songs or like invasive channeling, I call it invasive channeling, to where it's like, I don't know, Vienna Green Sleeves from the fucking Vienna Boys Choir starts playing in your head. Like, I don't want to mimic it. Is that something you would actually listen to? Do I have that downloaded on my phone? Absolutely. But would I actually... I can't think of the song, but I get...
Come on, come on, come on. That one?
Okay.
I can't see your face. That one? Yes. Okay. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby.
But and that if it's not something that would be used, like if it's not you, like the Vienna Boys Choir Green Sleeves, that's not me. I just like the song. That's not going to be my, like, that's not my era. Does that make sense? Or like if I were to get some random country song, I fucking hate country. That's not me.
We were singing country in our live the other day, and I'm sure anybody watching thinks that that's our jam, and it fucking isn't.
So who was trying to tell us something? Whose message was that? It wasn't our message, but it was one to convey to whoever the fuck's channeling that was. Does that make sense? So, like,
I just thought that was somebody, like, looking at us or watching our live that we no longer talk to anymore. Because it's Don't Tell My Heart, Make You Break Your Heart.
Oh, my God. Understand. So,
it sings like that. We say gross audibly, too. Mm. We both of us do. That's one of our things. We're like, ugh, gross.
It makes the thought go away, at least for me. Mm-hmm. It makes it like, it makes me not tornado.
Acknowledge it. Ugh.
Yeah. So, even audibly just being like, I will not. Like, if you hear a song and you're like, I know what that's about, I will not. So that's also something you can do is, like, if you're getting messages and you, like, you just don't have the energetic anything to deal with that right now, you can tell your team, hey, I don't have the energy to deal with that right now, or no, or gross, or whatever. And it'll still happen, but it's going to be filed away. Or whenever you do.
You can set up your secretary, too, to take messages for your divine secretary.
Okay. So another way that you can set up songs is, like, you can be like, hey, team, or spirit, please set up such and such song to mean this video is not true. Or this video is meant as a scare tactic. How about that? So you can set up to where it's like... I don't know. It's giving me like a meatloaf song. I don't want it to actually be set up to a meatloaf song. Okay, so insert, like, spirit or team, I want insert song here to mean that this video is built on fear, not on facts. And then you could try it out. What's one they can try out? I can't really think of.
Okay, I've got one. So Kate is asexual and autistic. And we were just talking about last night that Butter Your Biscuit is a sexual reference. And then Kate was like, holy shit, I've actually told people to butter their biscuit. I'm going to butter their biscuit. Oh, my God. Oh, is that what the butter the biscuit song, Taste the Biscuit, means? Is that what that's about? And we're like, yes, that is. That's what that is. So, like, if she wanted to... Anything that's alluding to sexual content and she's not sure if it's sexual content, she could set up Taste the Biscuit to be her alert sound that this is sexual. So if someone's like doing an infomercial type video and it's about their foot going into a mold and she hears Taste the Biscuit, she'll go, oh my God, this is foot fetish, and scroll. This is not infomercial. I won't want anything in this video. Goodbye.
Yes, or like somebody's hand was holding a foot one time. I was like, wow, why would anybody want that? Disgusting. Oh, yeah. I did not know either. It's very ominous, but it's like, it felt like an inside joke. Like everybody that knew, and everybody that didn't. It's just like, yeah, taste the biscuit. I'm trying to think if we didn't touch on anything.
Oh, is there any questions that y'all had about
specifically where you're like, I'm not sure if this is, or I think this is the way that I, or how can I tell if, just in case you need examples of how to ask questions? Cool. I don't know.
What, Paula?
Unmute. Okay, I have a question, and I'm not sure if.
No, anybody else?
So, I see like different shades of gray, from light gray to dark gray, swirls. You know, like when I close my eyes, I see the swirls. What's that?
Is that sexual, Paula? Is it many shades of gray?
Is it 50 shades of gray?
I don't think it's sexual.
Sorry, I'm serious. Okay, go. I'll stop.
And sometimes I think, like I'll see like faces come in and out, you know. And then I think it's just pareidolia. Like I think I'm seeing things. It doesn't happen all the time. You know, it happens sometimes. Yeah.
When they come in, do you go, "Who are you?"
Sometimes I do. I was like, okay. Come to me and stay, but they just swirl.
Got the video, and someone's like, "Oh," and you hear someone, you hear your own voice or whatever, and it's like, "You're ugly."
Oh,
okay, sorry. Anyway, I wanted to bookmark that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your question about the swirly faces?
Is that like me trying to see, or my team trying to send stuff to me, or is it just something that everybody sees? You know, I don't know what it is.
Drifting off into sleep kind of thing?
Sometimes it's at night, but no, it can happen at any time.
You're going into portals, Paula. That's how you're going. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
What about, I also see, and it's usually almost always on the left side, sparkles. Not at the same time necessarily, and I don't see sparkles as often.
Seeing Twilight vampires. I'm just kidding. Paula. Sorry.
And one time the sparkles were so intrusive, and I can see the sparkles when I open my eyes.
What were you thinking?
I told my team to stop, and they did.
It's a sign. It was like a sparkles is a good thing. It reminds me of a good thing. So whatever you were talking about or thinking about at that moment, the sparkles was excitement. It seems very Kate and Kat, like, yes, like that.
Because I get the same thing.
Okay.
I'll get the sparkles in my vision, just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your team, like, hey, team, what do the sparkles mean?
It's making me smush something.
So I'll tell you what they mean for me whenever you get your answer.
Oh, I'm supposed to ask them right now?
Yes.
No, bitch.
I mean, if you want.
Tomorrow. Write it fucking down, Paula.
I was going to do it after we hung up.
What a great idea. It's okay. Making me.
Team, what do we. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Kat, I'm doing it too.
Yeah, but you're twisting your hands and I'm squishing the.
This feels like relationship.
Oh, are you? When did the sparkle start happening? Was it after our thing where we opened up your boiler room stuff? Or is this?
No, it's been going on for a while. You know, probably longer than that.
Maybe it's
the swirls. Definitely. You know, they've been happening for years.
Made me stop doing the hand thing, though. The romantic thing.
Me too.
Okay. Well. Maybe.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. Mine means seeing someone in a different light.
Okay.
A different perspective.
And maybe that goes back to my friend too. I don't know.
It does. Yeah, mine doesn't necessarily mean romantic. It can be like, oh, so that's why you're an asshole. It's even like that. But if it's like a huge perspective jump, like, wow, you've really changed for the whatever. If it's a huge one, that's when the sparkles come. It doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, I like you now. So it doesn't mean anything like that.
It's kind of like a, every time I drop the egg, it cracks. So the crack happens when I drop the egg. So like mm-hmm. when you sparkles, instead of just shooing them away, pay attention. Like when I do, when I have a healing in my body and I go, every time I run this particular healing through me, I feel it here. What is that moving for me? That's what that is. That's what it's connected to.
Okay. You know, and that makes sense because now as I'm thinking through it and talking through it, the sparkles didn't start until I really started focusing and getting serious about my spiritual stuff like about a year and a half ago, you know?
Yeah.
But the swirls have always been with me. But the sparkles, no, and I thought that the sparkles were because I was scrolling through TikTok too much and I thought it was like a brain and eye thing. And I was like, oh, get off TikTok.
Which is what medical is going to tell you.
Uh-huh. And they didn't go away when I got off, when I got off. They were, after a while they did. But yeah. I asked my nieces if they, when they were over the house, if they ever see swirls and stuff like that. And they were like, no, maybe you should get that checked out, Aunt Paula.
So you, to the doctor, say there's something wrong with
it? Absolutely. Yeah, I was like, no, I don't need to get checked.
It just seems like you're portaling. Or at least that's what okay. I see. I would definitely like ask your team even.
There's more questions in the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
It was like the green.
Didn't know that. Had no idea on the Taste Biscuit song either.
Page
Dream
the
Tunnel yeah. Portals. Yep. What about it?
No, she was saying. That's what the gray is too. So okay, that makes sense. Also with the intrusive like thoughts and how you know that they're not yours. So I realized this was probably like a year ago, I think, year and a half ago, that I would wake up and get these weird like things in my head. And I realized eventually that I was hearing people's thoughts as they scrolled through my videos. And it was like not necessarily good or bad, but I can't perceive myself and judge myself, my own self. So I have no idea what I look like to anybody else because I can't, it could be the autism. I have no idea. Don't care. And so I got one in particular that was like ugly. And I was like, me? That's weird. And so I went to it. I went to question whatever it was. And I was like, where? And it wouldn't answer. And that's also how I knew that it was somebody else. It's
some
like
random person.
Some random person. And that's how I knew. But it had no, it wasn't me or my team or anyone.
She'd get here. Thoughts about my stuff too.
Yeah. So this, it was like a long thing. God, it took like what, months to, or a month to figure this out, that that's what was happening.
And if you need to talk it out with someone, find a way to talk it out with someone. And if you don't have someone to talk it out with, journaling shit. Before Kate came along, one of the ways that I would figure stuff out is I would literally go back and watch a series that I made or a video, or I would look at old photos or old text messages, and I would get so much clarity from the shit that I read or saw. Or sometimes if someone writes like a nasty comment, the best response is to just reply with their own comment back to them. It's like, how does that feel? Did that feel good? Or like, because they'll be like, that's not what I meant. And I'm like, that's what you meant. Because if I said that to you, that's what you would take it as. So sometimes it's just like, open a text to yourself even and talk to yourself and read it like you're helping a friend and help them decipher it. That helps too, you know? And that's also why we have like the classes and we have what we think about for our TikTok is community. We want people to get to know each other in the comments. We want people to like find like-minded people. There's so many people that are like, oh, I'm alone. I want my friends, whatever. And it's like, it's the same 20 fucking bitches in these comments every motherfucking day. Y'all ain't said hello yet? That sounds like a you problem. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Rally everyone around. All right, everybody be friends. But it's stuff like that. And like, if you don't ever question it, then you're going to believe it.
And you're going to loop and you're going to spin the fuck out. And that's why we have like grounding straps or remove our human and trauma from this answer, or allow us to hear, see, and feel the truth, or make the truth sparkle and the lies drip. All these different things is because every healing that we have or any scenario we come up with is shit that we've been through. That's it. And then also another thing with like addressing your team and stuff, like people get really concerned with like writing out our words exactly how we have it. You want it to be the way that you talk because it's your team. So why the fuck would you want to sound like us? It doesn't make any sense.
What if you need to be less detailed like Tawny? Or what if you need to be more detailed like my team? You know what I mean? So it's like, they'll still work. That's not what we're trying to say. It's like, but wouldn't you want them to work the best of your team's ability? You know what I mean? And have your team work with whatever you're needing. Does that make sense? So is there any other like questions that y'all are like burning questions or like about channeling?
They make an ointment for that.
So if anything burns, definitely put ointment on it. Anyway, but you know, like anything that you've been wondering channeling wise or how to hone better, you know.
I actually wanted to kind of dig in on the fuzzy hearing stuff that we were running into earlier today and the whole foam thing. Cause when you mentioned it, I'm kind of sitting here like, okay, clean that out. If it's me, clean it out. So I kind of figured that may have been to me, yeah. And I kind of figured this was probably going to come up because the night before I got home and for some reason I saw cobwebs in my house and I got a duster and I literally did my entire house. And I don't do that. I have lived here for 7 years and I have never done that. And I'm just like, okay, I'm cleaning the cobwebs. I wonder why. I wonder if it has to do with the Zoom that I'm, you know, going to be hopping on. You know what I mean? So I had a feeling, but then it's just like with this tips, tricks, what should I do?
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. Because of the cleaning off the auditory thing. So if you have auditory anything, which all of y'all have, because again, it's you have all the clairs. So how do you tune it? Like ask your team, spirit, whoever, how do I tune my auditory channeling? Like you could do it right now or later, but I'd rather you do it now so I can walk you through it. And whatever you did.
Yeah.
So like how Dez had bunny ears, you might have, what do you have? Or do you know? Yours looks like towers.
I don't know.
It looks like computer towers, which would make sense. Cause that's what a lot of, that's how Wi-Fi gets signaled back.
Were you around in the LimeWire days?
Yes.
Okay. So
Napster.
What Kate used to do to find music is she would search in keywords, rat, mask, trouble, thunder, and then whatever songs come up, she'd be like, I'm gonna download that one. So yours is like the old school computer towers. I search for words specifically like that too, but that's to go with the mood. Why was yours like you would search for certain words for why?
It was just to find more music. It was just to have a larger repertoire. That's it.
A lot of the stuff that, so you know how like with all of us have like a special interest that we focus on or whatever, and that we're like really, really into, and sometimes that can shift to a different thing, but we have like, I know everything about the color purple and where it came from and who, what royalty invented it, and da 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 da, or I know everything about this artist. I know everything. Kate's special interest is everything because she was surrounded by liars. So, and my special interest is human emotions. So I know like when it comes to like factual things, these database things will show up for Kate. And when it comes to trying to read between the factual things, the emotions behind it or why people operate,
I'm a little, you know, I'm skilled in that aspect of it.
Is it because you were surrounded by manipulators?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, Chef.
Cool.
All right.
Got it.
Yeah, I didn't know why. All right.
Here you go, cool. Kat.
Thanks, Kate. So, like, you'll hear three classes away from this. We'll be like, yeah. And then we discovered that mine was because I was from manipulator. She'd be like, yeah, we were fucking there. Okay, thanks.
We know, Kat.
Sorry, I don't know who's there. But yeah, computer tower. So what does that mean to you? Because when I would search up words for songs, it's to, like, for the TikTok, I'm like, what song goes with, like, one of my favorite songs that I use as a background sound on TikTok is just I just searched the word calibrate and there were no videos under it. Or like my nighttime trauma train is this corner of the earth. If you look at that sound, that's one of my favorite things. If you look at that sound, it's the majority of my videos for like years of like the trauma train. So anybody goes to use that sound and it's like, what the fuck? So what did the towers mean to you for looking at music? How did you used to look at music? Was it defined a meaning? Was it defined?
Trying to think that far back, I can't really remember exactly what I did with that. I used it, but didn't use it as much back in the day. I think my brother used it a lot more.
Okay, your brother. Well, your brother's probably the team member, the guide that is showing you the towers. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
So clean them off, because yours was about static, you were saying. So clean all that off. Say, Spirit, please put this back into its balanced divine working order. Or you could...
And also, if the towers feels more like your brother than you, then they're not probably the best for you. How do you look for music now? Is it on TikTok? Is it on YouTube? Is it Google?
It's
like if you
mainly song, through.
Oh my god, this song is so fucking good.
I find it through Apple Music. I'll basically just kind of, I let it kind of choose the next song for me. I'll find one particular one that I want to hear, and then it just kind of does its thing, puts me to the next one. If I don't like it, I'm just like, no, skip.
I love it. I love that. So that's what yours should look like. It should look like more like an Apple Shuffle is kind of what it looks like. So it's like it's a form that seems more conducive to you.
Upgrade it.
Yeah, upgrade your system.
Just say, Spirit,
upgrade this.
Upgrade my system.
There you go.
Let's speed it up.
Yeah.
This corner of the earth is like I try to use that sound just because I like that sound for something else. And Kate was like, that's your nighttime trauma song.
It's a trauma train song.
But yeah, I definitely felt it to where it was like, it wasn't so much a tower anymore. Because I'm thinking this, and then when I upgraded it, it was just kind of like a whoosh kind of feel, you know?
Makes sense.
Cool.
All right. Does anybody else have anything? A burning with ointment question?
Gross. Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit. Is that what it means to me, okay?
Doesn't.
All right. Well, I think that concludes the class, right? Unless you want to add anything. I know, like, I want to add, like, closing statements and stuff like that.
No, I say closing statements.
Okay.
Do it your way.
Okay. So this is how I kind of, as a seer, how I close down any like major healings and workings.
This has changed, by the way. She used to do it a completely different way.
Yes. So like over the years, it's like how I've discovered more of how I do things. So these things are like constantly changing and evolving. So how I do it now, and y'all can repeat after me if y'all want. His spirit of it's in the highest good. Please activate the closing statements to all of this. The ripple healings to all of this. and the speed up healings to all of this. Conducive to what I need. Please disconnect me. Cleanse and purify me. Bring me back. Please disconnect them. Cleanse and purify them. Bring them back.
So I was noticing when you were talking, I was repeating after you in my head, but it was in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it reminded me of when, like, I used to read books when I was younger, and I'd always heard my voice in my head reading each word. I still didn't see pictures, but it would, because of the auditory, like, painting the picture.
Yeah.
Even if I read silently, I had to, like, say the words in my head. Mm-hmm. And if I want my kids to remind me of something, I just say it out loud. And then they're like, you never have me actually remind you. I'm like, I know. Me telling you to remind me is the reminder.
That's the reminder, duh. That's funny. Okay. So, and why I have the disconnect thing is that as all of y'all are helping each other and us, and we're helping y'all, we just naturally connect to each other. And what if you're trying to go to sleep? Like, what if you have work later? What if you're like, wow, why am I feeling so anxious?
I want to keynote that. When she said you guys are helping us, when we have discoveries and you witness us having discoveries, we wouldn't get there if it weren't the class. That, like, some of the stuff that we loop on for, like, months or try to figure out, if it's not for us working together, when would we have gotten that? So I want you to understand that you're helping us the same way. I just, you know, I think that's really important to point out.
So it's all about, it's all one big loop, basically. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all. And y'all are more than welcome to, like, I mean, I want to hear about the progress or whatever in the comments. So, like, if y'all want to, y'all can.
Like, in the comments of the TikToks and things.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Book a dual session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.